This podcast reports news as if it's from the video game Helldivers, but is not associated with the creators and not affiliated with Arrowhead Game Studios in any way. This podcast is an original concept of a radio station within a fictional universe and is protected under Section 107 of the Copyright Act for Fair Use Legal Doctrine, permits the usage of criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, and research. All characters, sounds, and music are original to this podcast.
Yo, Super Earth! This is DJ Blazebreaker spinning the vibes to keep you alive. But hold up. Coming up next is the Wartime Bulletin with none other than Rick Bones himself. Stay locked in for the latest news from the front lines. And I'll be back to light up your airwaves. You don't want to miss it.
Stand tall, Helldivers, heed the battle's call. Fight for freedom, fight for all. Super Earth will never fall.
Good morning, citizens of Super Earth. This is Rick Bones reporting live on GNR 107, delivering updates straight from the Galactic Warfront. The galaxy doesn't rest, and neither do we. Here's the latest from the front lines and beyond. General updates, Fenrir 3 and beyond. Moving on to frontline news, our Helldivers have successfully defended Fenrir 3 from the Terminid menace. With 16,448 troops securing the planet, this victory ensures stability in the sector. Meanwhile, operations are underway in Vog Sojoth, Vernon Wells, and Penta, where automaton forces remain a persistent threat. If you're in the area, report to your nearest command post for deployment orders. Major order, machine gun review in progress.
Super Earth, prepare yourselves. Episode 2 of the Halloween Offensive is almost here. In this chilling chapter, the team ventures into the unknown, where danger hides in the shadows and survival is anything but certain. Mysteries deepen, people are tested, and an invisible threat emerges that will push them to their limits. Starring Umbriel as Bulldog.
More like what you'd call hunters these days. See, back then, stalkers weren't as dangerous.
Brady Flanagan as the First Sergeant.
Well, do you want to tell them, or am I telling the story?
Cat as Lieutenant Grayson.
Don't worry, Sergeant. If we find anything, we'll be sure to leave you some bugs to play with.
And more incredible voices delivering gripping performances.
On your six, Lieutenant. I've got movement. 20 degrees.
So basically, we're hunting ghosts.
What secrets will they uncover? What sacrifices will they make? Find out in episode 2 of the Halloween Offensive. Click the link now and watch episode 1, because the real nightmare is just beginning.
Remember, Helldivers, High Command's machine gun efficacy review is in full swing. The M105 Stalwart MG43 and MG206 heavy machine gun are being evaluated based on field performance. Your mission is simple. Use these weapons to dispatch as many enemies as possible. Let's ensure the best tool for the job gets the recognition it deserves. And hey, for our hardworking factory citizens, the winning guns team gets a free lunch hour. So, let's make it count. The Ministry of Defense has issued a critical major order. Helldivers are tasked with evaluating the battlefield performance of three machine guns. M105 Stalwart, MG43 machine gun, MG206 heavy machine gun. Your mission is to eliminate as many enemies as possible using these weapons. The winning model will earn its place in our arsenal, and the factory workers who manufacture it will receive the rare honor of a free lunch hour. Let's show them what Helldivers are made of. Special update, Squad TNT. Their latest operation, a peacekeeping mission in Matar Bay, was conducted alongside their ally Alex. It was a challenging search and destroy bot mission, but Squad TNT delivered a textbook performance. Not only did they neutralize key automaton threats, but they also achieved a flawless extraction under fire. Bravo, Squad TNT. But Squad TNT's contributions don't stop on the battlefield. They've also been instrumental in recruiting the next wave of Helldivers and CF personnel. Through their inspirational leadership and tireless efforts, they've encouraged countless citizens to step up and join the fight for freedom and justice. Their story is a reminder that every Helldiver matters, on and off the field. Whether you're wielding a rifle or raising morale, your service strengthens the fabric of managed democracy. Click the link in our broadcast description to learn more about their journey and watch their incredible exploits unfold. Don't miss it, Helldivers. The Jet Brigade, a ruthless adversary, routed at last. Helldivers, let's take a moment to reflect on a hard-fought milestone, the routing of the notorious Automaton Jet Brigade on Ember. These mechanical monstrosities have plagued our forces for months, their reign of terror claiming countless lives, but thanks to your relentless efforts and a tactical masterstroke, they've been neutralized. This marks a turning point. However, intelligence suggests their production facilities remain active, meaning a new jet brigade could rise. Your next mission? Locate and destroy these facilities to prevent their resurgence. Eyes on the prize, Helldivers. This is not the time for complacency. Planetary developments, liberation, and defense. To give us an edge, High Command has authorized the temporary deployment of the Airburst Rocket Launcher and AC-8 Autocannon to all Helldivers. These experimental additions will amplify our firepower, particularly in suppressing dense enemy formations. Additionally, the Democracy Space Station, DSS, has proven its mettle, facilitating swift tactical redeployments. Its recalibration continues, but its impact on our war effort is already monumental. Managed Democracy thanks the countless Helldivers whose sacrifices keep the DSS operational. Gaia Livara, once imperiled, now liberated, thanks to coordinated Helldiver strikes at Lasoth, successfully defended after a grueling campaign. Remaining forces are now focused on liberating Vernon Wells and Penta Menkent. Ongoing operations to liberate this automaton stronghold are underway. Reinforcements are needed. Volunteers step forward. Defeats and sacrifices honoring our fallen. Despite our victories, we must also confront the cost. Ember and Galivar fell briefly to enemy forces before their eventual liberation. These defeats remind us of the stakes and the bravery required to face such overwhelming odds. Every Helldiver lost is a blow to our heart, but their sacrifice fuels our determination. Let their memory guide us as we press forward, striving for a galaxy free of tyranny. Closing remarks, the fight goes on. As we wrap up today's bulletin, let's remember the sacrifices made and the victories achieved. From the routing of the Jet Brigade on Ember to the triumphs on Fenrir the Three, every battle brings us closer to a free galaxy. And don't forget to check out Squad TNT's mission highlights, an inspiring reminder of what we're all fighting for. Click the link to watch their incredible story. This is Rick Bones, signing off from GNR 107. Stay sharp, stay vigilant, and as always, deliver liberty, justice, and democracy wherever you go. Good hunting, Helldivers.
Boom! That was Rick Bones dropping truth bombs as always. Now it's back to Blazebreaker, here to keep your spirits sky high while we kick some automaton tin cans.
This Thanksgiving season, let's raise a toast to liberty, justice, and managed democracy! Automatons are creeping, the Terminids invade. But here on Super Earth, we're never afraid. With my trusty stratagem and boots shining bright, I'll give thanks for freedom as I dive into the fight. So carve the turkey, pass the pie, raise a cheer to the brave who'll never say die. All I want for Thanksgiving is liberty to serve and protect my Super Earth family. With justice in our hearts, democracy our creed. All I want for Thanksgiving is liberty.
In the spirit of the season, I'm thankful every day for my brothers and my sisters who fight the Helldivers way. While others set the table, I load my trusty gun, defending managed democracy. This holiday's so fun. I'm thankful for the battles, for every sacrifice, for the freedom we defend, for a cause that's worth the price. So whether in the trenches or enjoying pumpkin pie, Helldivers stand united with our heads held high. All I want for Thanksgiving is liberty to serve and protect my Super Earth family. With justice in our hearts, democracy our creed. All I want for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is liberty. This Thanksgiving, I raise my voice for the freedom to serve and the power of choice. All I want for Thanksgiving is liberty.
This show, Helldivers Radio, was a PV production. All music, sound not original to the podcast is licensed to the podcast. We ask that you contact us at helldiverradio@gmail.com before using any sounds or music for commercial usage for this reason. Thanks for listening.